Cadric Mudgson wasn't watching the WHL prospects draft unfold on the internet Thursday morning. He was too busy doing something he really loves, playing hockey. Having his favorite sport as part of his course load is one of the perks of attending grade 9 classes at Prince George Secondary School. When his hometown Prince George Cougars called out his name in the 5th round, 113th overall in Thursday's WHL prospect draft, Mudgson had no idea his name was on that list. PGSS teacher, Coach RJ Barra gave him the good news. When he finally got to his phone, it was blowing up with congratulatory messages and phone calls, and before he knew it the battery was dead. "It was unexpected. I saw them at the rink a few times but I was not expecting it," said Mudgson. "It's nice to be drafted by them. I get to stay home and get to stay by my friends and be part of a great organization just from home." The chance to play for the Cougars means just playing against all the best players my age and above from Western Canada and the States, and just playing at the top level, for sure. It's been my dream. I've been watching the league for a long time. I think the Cougars are a pretty aggressive team. They like to finish their hits and they're coached well. They have good strategies and you can see that just watching their games. Mudgson, pronounced Mudgson, led the Caribou Cougars U15 AAA squad in scoring with 29 goals and 34 assists for 63 points in just 27 games, and his offensive alchemy continued on the playoffs. In 6 games, he scored 8 goals and had 13 points to help the Cougars get to the BC Elite Hockey League Championship Series, which they lost to Kelowna. He said being surrounded by a hard-working team that made a surprise run the league final might have helped him get drafted. "There was a lot of development. We all developed really well. We came along so much from the start of the year just from school hockey with RJ and team practices, and we really made a jump to the finals," Mudgson said. "It wouldn't have happened without everyone working together and getting along together." Standing 5'8" and weigh 150 pounds, developed a reputation as a hard-hitting left winger who skates well and creates offense. "I'm physical and I like to finish my hits. I guess I've got a lot of heart and some skill to my game," he said. "I like to find my open teammates in the slot. I hope PG likes me." Mudgson was born in Edmonton and moved to Prince George when he was 4. He's the first Prince George minor hockey product drafted by the Cougars since Caribou Cougars defenseman Matthew McGrath was selected in the 9th round in 2017. His 20-year-old brother Decker just finished his junior career as a forward in the Manitoba Junior Hockey League with the Portage Terriers and is set to play college hockey next season at NATE. "We always competed against each other and he actually toughened me up," said Cadric. Cadric's dad Mursad was head coach of the U15 Cougars this past 2 seasons, and he knew his younger son was generating significant draft interest around the WHL. He spoke to several teams about him, but not the Cougars, which made him think he'd end up with another team. "I was hoping he'd be moving out," quipped Mursad, a WHL center for 2 seasons with Tri-City and Regina from 1991 to 93. Cadric will be in action this weekend at the Caribou Cougars U18 tryouts at Kin 3. If he doesn't make the cut, he'll play for the U17 team. His former Prince George Peewee teammate, center Logan Henry, was picked in the 1st round, 23rd overall, by the Regina Pats. Also on Wednesday, the Cougars used their 1st round, 17th overall pick to select forward Cohen Baker of the Burnaby Winter Club. See other story. The prospects draft resumed Thursday morning after the 2-round U.S. priority draft. Following are the players the Cougars selected. WHL prospects draft. 2nd round, 40th overall, D. Anderson Reschany, Macklin, Sask. Younger brother of Victoria Royals potential NHL first-rounder Cole Reschany is a right-handed shot who had 9 goals and added 29 assists in 36 games in the CSSHL. 3rd round, 63rd overall, G. Cole Andarosev, Campbell River. He just turned 15 on April 24 and already stands 6'2" and weighs 187 pounds. Playing for the St. George's U15 Prep in Vancouver, Andrusov posted an 1-1-4-0-0 record with a 2.48 goals against average and a .925 save percentage. 7th round, 152nd overall, pick acquired in trade from Saskatoon, F. Nixon Bettinson, Grande Prairie, Alta. A prolific scorer with this hometown Grand Prairie Storm, the 5'11", 188-pound Bettinson had 28 goals and 54 points in 31 games. 7th round, 155th overall, D. Brett Burrs, Niverville, Man. Manitoba native brings 6'3", 170-pound size. He collected 4 goals and 20 points this past season in 36 games playing for the Pilot Mound Academy U15s. 8th round 8, 178th overall, F. Cooper Kosmaniuk, Powell River. Limited to just 5 games this past season with the Powell River Tier 3 U15 Kings, the 5'10", 152-pound Kosmaniuk scored 11 goals and had 1 assist. U.S. Priority Draft. 1st round, 8th overall, F. Carson Janko, Highland Village, Texas. Captain of the Dallas Stars Elite 14 U team, the 5'10", 141-pound Janko put up 39 goals and 89 points in 56 games. He's the son of Dallas Stars NHL assistant coach Mark Janko. 2nd round, 40th overall, D. Landon Jackson, Phoenix, Arizona. Limited to on goal in 4 regular season games with the Phoenix Junior Coyotes 14U, the 5'10", 152-pound blue liner was an offensive force in the Tier 1 Elite Hockey League playoffs with a goal and 2 assists.